Now, you just came from over the hill.
I did.
City side of things. Was it cloudy over there, too?
Sort of, yeah.
Because it is here in the valley, and it's awesome!
It is pretty great. I don't hate it.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
Easy on the eyes.
There were some little tiny raindrops on my car windshield on my way on the 101.
That's ideal.
From the 405 to Burbank.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, this can't last very long. It's supposed to get really, really hot. In fact, Give Me Five today is hot songs, because I believe next week's going to be a scorcher, insanity, crazy bananas.
So we're doing hot songs today.
Yeah, on the day that it's nice and cool.
Because next week it's going to be hot.
Yes.
Your timing is off by just a little.
So it was yesterday. I didn't win. I mean, no, I certainly didn't. My proxy in Florida didn't go ahead and buy that 1.58
bastard in Florida. You got to wonder how many times those go unclaimed.
Oh, that makes me ill.
Like, people don't know that they won and they go unclaimed. I think they have like a year or something like
that. It's a while, but I've seen some really big ones bite the dust. Yep. You know, they're like someone's...
People have them and don't have any idea.
What are you thinking?
Yep.
How within a year do you not hear that someone, you know, or you threw it away or you lost it or the dog ate it or whatever. But sheesh kabibble.
That is sheesh kabibble indeed.
One person won. 1.5 Whatever it is.
5.8
$1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And it was a Floridian.
Ah, that's not right.
Today on the show, we're doing What's Up with Florida? It's not that guy. It's not that guy.
No.
How long is too long for a concert or a movie?
Oh, I was wondering what this meant, because all it says on here is how long is too long. And right. I'm like, I've faced this problem for so many years.
Right, both
and
of
I'm
us.
Glad we're finally
we're getting around
discussing
it.
Yeah, movies, I don't know what's happened. They need editors. You know, just go ahead and lop some out. Leave some on the cutting room floor like they used to do.
Yeah.
We don't need 4 hours of whatever is in your
head. I love Oppenheimer, and I want to see it again.
But right.
Do I have a full 3 hours and 10 minutes to do that?
No,
I don't know.
No, you do not. No.
It could be, you could think it could be
240.
240. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But 2.5 should pretty much.
Oh, yeah. You should get her done by then.
Limit, I would think.
And those long pauses and whatever.
We're going to do great news today.
Okay.
We have People Are Dumb.
People Are Dumb.
And before 4 o'clock, we'll tell you when to call to win those tickets for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
It's Mini. Quiet Finger Death Punch taking on Kenny Wayne Shepherd's song, Blue on Black. Kevin, did you know Minerva Mouse, that was Minnie Mouse's full...
That's her real name?
Actual name, yes.
Minnie is the keyword.
That's right, Minnie. Was introduced on Steamboat Willie, 1928, and originally voiced by Walt Disney himself.
I did not know that.
So he... That must have
but
been
he
fun
didn't
for
sound
him.
Like that.
No, and he only did it for a year. He's like, you know what? Someone else.
I'm gonna need somebody else to do this.
But Minnie, that is your keyword this hour.
Now let's do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb.
People are dumb.
Yeah, baby.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
Bing.
Thieves who stole millions busted after posing with cash and cars on social media. 6 people have been convicted and sentenced in New York for stealing more than $3 million worth of cash, cars, and merchandise.
Wow.
They were responsible for over 200 burglaries of car dealerships,
wow,
cellular phone stores, and ATM businesses located in the lower Hudson Valley, New York City, and Long Island.
Long Island. They go out to Long Island and they rip them off, you know, and they got like a 20 different, I mean, all this money, man.
The thieves were caught because the culprits repeatedly posted themselves on social media with stolen goods.
Wow.
Many of the social media posts occurred just minutes after the crimes.
Wow.
Allowing investigators to connect the stolen property seen in the post to specific burglaries and defendants.
You know, you're not just showing your friend a picture in an album. You're actually putting it out on the internet to the world.
Yeah,
it
turns
morons.
Out the police have social media. Who knew that was a thing?
Unbelievably stupid.
The burglars would smash the front windows of car dealerships, locate key fobs to vehicles in the business, and then drive the vehicle they were able to remote start and open through the opening that they made.
Sure.
The burglars would also smash the storefront door of cell phone stores and ATM locations, breaking into the windows and stealing as much cash and merchandise as possible. So they were doing this for a long time, a couple or 3 years.
Right.
They were doing all kinds of break-ins.
Well, you said $3 million worth of stuff?
Yes.
I mean, you know.
55 cars.
Wow.
And they got away with it.
They would have completely gotten away with it had it not been for the stupid kids.
If it wasn't for the damn kids on
social media. They weren't even meddling. They're just stupid.
Right? Putting their own picture up with the loop
on
social media.
Hey, look what I just stole.
Wow.
So that people are dumb. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
I thought we would bring back great news. Start stories that are inspirational.
Oh, nice.
And this is a little kid, a Make-A-Wish kid, who gets to join one of his favorite teams. Listen to this.
Today, the Savannah Bananas signed their newest player.
With the help of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, 10-year-old Mark Swaggy Lane officially signed his contract to become a Savannah Banana.
Nice. Wow.
Have you heard of the Savannah Bananas?
I have not, no.
They are a baseball team that is sort of like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay, all right. So they're like insanely
good.
Right. Did you ever see the Harlem Globetrotters play?
Yeah,
I did. See him a couple times in Phoenix at some exposition shows.
And they played against the Generals or whatever.
Something, yeah.
Which they also employed. It was that kind of thing. And I think that's what happens with the Savannah Bananas is they have a team that they always play.
So he made a wish with Make-A-Wish that he could join that team, Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, for one game.
Nice.
So they said, all right, here's the Savannah Bananas, and I just have to describe it to you. They're all getting into a huddle on the mound.
Right.
And then they all spread out. There's eight of them on the pitcher's mound facing the catcher.
So they have a line of them facing the pitcher.
And you have no idea who has the ball.
I love it.
It's so funny.
Wow.
Listen to this.
And now he's calling all his fielders in, not just the infield. He's bringing the outfield in here as well. What kind of trickery does Kyle and company have in hand? Okay, a conference on the mound. No mound visits allowed in Banana Ball, but if you're going to do something bizarre...
Banana Ball.
Yeah, they don't take it real seriously.
We'll let it slide. A little ring around the rosy. They all stare into home.
I mean, no matter what, you're still trying to play. Can you imagine you're going to face that?
There's like eight people straight in front of you. You don't know which one the ball's coming from. That's hilarious.
Yep. A shake from all eight guys. Another shake. Emphatically at that.
They're waving off signals from the catcher. All of them.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
And now they see what they like. Who's got the ball? The 0-2 pitch. Oh, Noah Bridges, the man with the plan. He fires it low and a 1-2 count on Joe Leiter.
I would watch baseball every day if they did that kind of stuff.
I'm with bored with you, man.
They also do like musical numbers when they're going out to bat,
right.
Stuff like that.
Do they have a Harlem Globetrotters kind of theme? Because I liked that theme, I have to say.
Oh, you
remember
the music?
That? Yeah, the little whistling,
the
whatever.
I'm not sure if they have a
don't
music.
Generally like things like that, but that one just really got in my ears when I was a kid.
So this little 10-year-old gets to join them.
There he is, Swaggy. Mark's mother says he's the third person diagnosed with his disease and suffers 200 to 300 seizures every day.
Oh, my God.
Mark learned about the Bananas from TikTok, and the Bananas players say it's an honor to be able to grant someone's wish.
We just see ourselves as normal dudes who just really care for our fans and for the game of baseball. But when you get to step out to an opportunity like this, it means the world, and it really gives you a good perspective on, like, how much this game and, like, what we do means for kids and gives them inspiration. It means it's hard to wrap your head around it, but it's really awesome.
I mean, clearly kids would love that.
Yes, of course.
That sort of, you're just not taking the sports seriously. Seriously.
Right.
I can see
great.
Why. Yeah, totally want to be on board with
that. I would be on that team.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Mark will join the Bananas at their game on Thursday. He'll be given his own locker, and the Bananas have a few more surprises planned just for him. So happy to see.
That's very cool.
Isn't that cool?
Awesome. Good for them.
Good for the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah. Well done.
And Major League Baseball, take notice.
Yes, exactly.
If you would add just one musical number per game. I'd be in. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, what's happening, man?
We have your tickets for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park coming up very soon, so keep listening for that. It'll happen before 4 o'clock. Right now, it's time for...
$1 American. That's good because I didn't win the damn lottery. I mean, I certainly didn't win the lottery. That's
you
for
did
sure.
Not,
by
no.
the way, I'm not going to be in next week or the week after or the week after
you
that.
You didn't win the somebody in Florida
one. Yeah,
won.
My proxy. Well,
yeah,
yes,
sure.
You're right. Yes, exactly.
Sure, yeah.
So I do need a dollar.
The 10 most unhealthy foods to eat.
Well, I should get this.
10 most unhealthy foods to eat. And I will give you this hint.
Eat them all the time, yeah.
A lot of them are categories.
Categories?
Yes.
Categories?
There's only one, two, three kind of specifics, and the rest of them are categories.
Categories?
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, one American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. You can buy a bunch of processed foods, high processed foods, they say. Visit Yamava.com for more details. You know, like prepackaged stuff is high processed food. I know they say to stay away from that, and I don't.
I mean, processed meat?
Sure, yeah.
So I guess we'll give you that one. Processed foods.
Yeah, they
always processed
say,
meats.
Yeah.
In specific.
All right.
You got one.
Dairy, ice cream stuff, like all of that kind of.
Very surprising.
So I can have lots of ice cream.
Yes, it's super healthy for you.
If I want to pack on pounds, and boy do I, I always just have a little ice cream because, wow. Fast food is terrible for you, I've been told. Fast food is not terrible for you?
No, you can eat it and be fine. No, this this list is a little more specific in their categories.
Wow.
Like processed meats.
Right.
Was one of their categories.
Okay. Pork. I know pork is bad for you.
Pork?
Mm-hmm.
Rind.
Pork rind. Well, that is pork. Man, I didn't know. When I used to eat those things all the time when I was a kid, I had no idea that it's skin.
Skin! The third most popular unhealthy
just
food to
bad.
Eat.
What about booze? Good old booze. Booze really satisfies.
Not
no?
in there.
You can have as much booze as you want.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the top 10. I don't know that I run my life by it.
Did I say sugar and candy, that sort of stuff?
Did you say sugar and candy?
No,
no you didn't.
Mm-hmm. So sugar
Do
and
you
candy.
Want to?
Yeah.
No. So you can eat all that you want.
All right, what's this list?
you're done? You're giving up?
Well, I can't get them now.
Number 10 is chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Which hurts me because I love chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets are wonderful.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Number 9 is donuts.
Donuts, sure. And, poor Homer.
And because of sugar, I assume? But it doesn't say that. It just says
donuts.
Well,
you know, they're fried. They're deep fried. And they're you know, they got a lot going on.
Frozen meals.
Yeah. Processed food.
Number 8.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Processed meats is number 7.
Right.
Fizzy drinks.
Fizzy drinks?
Is number 6.
Why is that bad for you?
I don't know.
They don't say why it's bad for you?
No, it's just like all the sugar in it is all
bad. And twice the caffeine.
And they say if you're drinking diet, you're not doing any good.
No.
Because blah, blah, blah.
No.
Yep. Number 5 is cereals.
Cereal.
Number 4 is canned soups.
Canned soup, because of the sodium.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 3 is pork rind. Number 2 is cheesy fries.
Cheesy fries. Those are the most wonderful things in the world.
And number 1 is fried desserts.
Keith, cheesy fries. Oh, fried desserts.
Yes, fried
Bring
desserts
it.
Are beautiful.
Yes, they are.
And it's the most unhealthy thing to eat.
Okay, now I'm starving. Go get some food.
It's raining in Long Beach.
It's raining in all over Southern California.
In the valley, all Bizarre. Over the place. Yes, this is my kind of weather. I'm very happy about that.
The keyword for this hour is
Mickey.
Mickey.
Now, I don't know what that has to do with Disneyland at all.
Right.
Mickey. I
Nothing.
Huh.
It's not connected.
Huh.
Yeah, but just remember it.
Sometime between now and 5, we'll ask you to tell us what it is. Be caller 25, and you're going to invade California Adventure with us.
Last night, my fiance went to Taylor Swift.
Okay. And you didn't go along for the big show, and I know you're a big fan and like to scream to the song.
And I wasn't into it, and no thank
you. Sing those songs all the time here in the studio. We'll be listening to Jimi Hendrix, and you're over there belting away.
Yeah, that's just a bold-faced lie.
Fact.
That's just a lie.
You're right. That's
she came home super late because Taylor Swift put on a 3.5-hour concert.
Woo!
She did 45 songs.
45? Wow. But I mean, you know.
So I ask you.
Yeah.
Is it possible for a concert to be too long?
A concert. Well,
or,
I mean, you know.
Or a movie?
Did your fiance like it? The whole 3 hours and 16
years? Yes, but thought it was long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's sort of getting a little... I mean, you know, it's kind of weird because there are certain songs that seem so long to me and they're only 2.5 minutes long because I don't really like them. But there are certain songs that I love.
Songs can be too long easily as well.
Or movies or whatever, and they can be really, really long, but boom, they just go by like that. They just, for me, they're just, yeah, I realize that it's super long. I think it's, I suppose it's just if you like it or not.
We used to edit songs on the other station.
Yes, all the time.
We would take a 6-minute song and make it 3.5.
People must have been so weirded out when they went and bought it. It sounded nothing like those on the radio over there.
No one could tell, though.
No.
Because it was just repetition. At that point, you identify songs that go on forever for no reason.
Screw the artist. We've decided this is better sounding.
I mean, we got in trouble 2 or 3 times, but it worked. We would ease them back in.
Sure.
So the question is, how long is too long?
See, now here at KLOS, we don't edit the music.
No.
If it's like 7.5 minutes long, it plays at 7.5 minutes.
I've tried, people.
We played Inagata De Vita occasionally, and that's a good 17 minutes. Clocks in about there.
We can agree on movies, though. Oppenheimer was 3 hours and 10 minutes. And that's a long-ass movie. And I loved it, but it was too long.
Can movies be too long? Do you not trust the editor? 818-955-KLOS.
Or songs.
Songs, TV shows, books.
Sure.
Like, I like the unabridged version of The Stand. I read the original when it was out, and then a few years down the line, Stephen King put out the unabridged version, which went into so much detail, and I love that story. I've read the unabridged a couple times.
Really? No
massive.
Kidding.
Massive. Yeah, I love it. So, I guess...
So, if it's the right thing, it can't be too long for
maybe.
You.
Maybe. Yeah, that's what she said. But you know, I mean, I remember around the turn of the century, for some reason, movies, it seemed like they lost their editors. Like, all of a sudden, they were super long, and they've been kind of that way since.
They have been working their, like, an hour and a half movie is a surprise now.
Yeah. Yeah.
A pleasant surprise where you go, wow, that's an hour and a half, and they told the whole story.
If it's a comedy, then, you know, an hour and a half, that's plenty, generally, you know. But I mean, there's, like, a TV show that I really like, Resident Alien, and it should be half an hour. Because in an hour, they pad out the stories, and they all this love interest.
And you can tell that it's
just
padding.
So just get to the, cut to the chase.
Yeah. So shorten things.
Yeah.
Grandpa says shorten things.
Are you okay with
how to get home and see my stories?
The cow needs a slopping.
Songs, movies, concerts, can they be too long?
Is that possible?
And why? 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS on the California's Rock Station.
Mickey.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I will slip you a Mickey.
I was just reminded that Taylor Swift did 45 songs and had 2 openers.
Wow.
Right?
So people are basically there for life.
But if
they
felt
like.
But if you're a hardcore Taylor Swift fan.
No, sure. I mean, I think it really
you
is.
You probably want as much as you can get.
I don't know. Boils down to that if you're really just
but
so into it.
Everything can't be so long.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah.
Songs, movies. Movies, it's easy that we could all agree those need to be short.
And they are really long these days. Like, I mean, I think you could lose this and that scene and not.
Agreed.
You know, who cares?
Hello, KLOS.
It depends. I mean, like Taylor Swift, like you said, almost 4 hours long, and look how much the tickets cost.
But I would argue that the ticket cost would demand as many songs as she can do. I just don't know that all 45 of those songs are great. Could she use some editing?
Could she drop a song or 6?
If you're going to pay that much, and the artist is going to play an hour and a half, and then like...
Right. Yeah, no, it's kind of cool of her, actually. She's been doing so much, just like The Cure have been doing so much for the fans.
Yeah, true.
Which is appreciated. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, now I'm on the side of the artist, so I don't know. I started the other way. KLOS, hello.
I think if you want to make a movie longer, you got to put it in 2 parts, like the Spider-Man movie, like Oppenheimer. I mean, I guess you could do it with Oppenheimer, but a good movie that's 2 parts that's longer is a lot easier to digest for me.
So 2 movies that are an hour and a half is better than 1 movie that's 3 hours.
Yeah.
What about this concept? I've never thought about this before. What about a long version and a short version? You either get the 45 edit or you take the album version, you go and see the long version of the movie.
Both are available?
Yeah, at the same time in the theater.
Interesting.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
I like
also,
that idea.
A concert totally depends if you're standing or sitting.
That's true. That is very true.
And I hate it when everybody stands up and you really wanted to sit, but you can't see because everyone's on
Grandpa
there.
Grandpa needs to stand up.
I got to stare at their butt all day unless I get up.
That is true.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. This is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I know you guys are talking about long...
Yeah, movies, songs, concerts.
I went to a concert, Frank Zappa, with my brother.
Oh, he liked to put on really, really long concerts, didn't he?
I know.
Yeah.
And he said, the first thing he said, I'm going to play for 4 hours. when I'm done, we're not going to have any
Encore?
Encore or whatever, right?
Yeah, oh, no encore.
Yep.
And so me and my brother and his stepdaughter, we sat there stoned.
Sure.
Of course.
That helps.
And listened to Frank Zappa for four hours straight New Year's Eve.
But I got New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Dang.
Did he make it to midnight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
It would be hilarious if he played for 4 hours and had to wrap it up at 11:30. Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
How long is too long for concerts, movies, songs?
Books, TV shows.
We're talking about how long is too long for... It seems like everything is too long.
Yeah, movies lately are just insanely long, TV shows.
I loved Oppenheimer, yeah. But it was too long.
It was like, okay...
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we should bring back intermissions. If Oppenheimer had an intermission, I think it would have made it a lot better, like the theater.
Interesting.
Wow, it's been ages since I saw an intermission in a movie.
It would be fewer showings for them, though.
Mm, but more concessions, Dan.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely more concessions and more drinks.
Yeah. Didn't you get the idea in Oppenheimer that after they set off the bomb, that was the end of the story?
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not.
Oh, you felt
it could have been, but it wasn't.
Right. You were happy with continuing on. You know what, I think...
Absolutely. Yeah, I was in it for the long haul, but that's not to say that I wouldn't have appreciated a little reprieve in the middle.
Right, stretch your legs, go to the bathroom.
You know, one of my all-time favorite intermissions in a film was Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I don't know if you remember that intermission. It was about 22 seconds long, actually. If that long. Maybe 7 seconds long.
That's
it
hilarious.
Just flashed intermission, and then, yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
How's it going?
Good. How long is too long?
Well, it depends on if you really like the group or not.
Yeah, I kind of lean that way myself, but have you ever been at a show and you thought you were really into the band, but by the 57th song, you're like, get off!
The last really long concert that I saw was the Eagles in Las Vegas and their Hell Freezes Over tour.
Right.
And they had Jackson Browne as the opening artist, so Jackson Browne opened, amazing. And the Eagles must have played for probably 4 hours. They took an intermission.
They did. They took an intermission.
Wow.
And then they came back and played. We had our kids with us. It was so long, my son fell asleep. but we were like behind the stage. And it was so amazing to watch all the workings behind the stage, the guitar rack.
So you were glad they played that long?
Oh, loved it.
All right.
Nice. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess considering that it was the Hell Freezes Over tour, they were so amazed to be back together again.
Yeah, true.
They never thought it would. They were not going to drop it and let it go. Right on, man. Oh, Thank you for calling. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Mike. How you doing?
Good, Mike. What's too long?
What first concert I seen was Iron Butterfly, and they played Into Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
On the radio, they used to cut it, and I used to get so pissed, you know, because a lot of the younger kids never heard the whole song without buying the album, you know, so it was kind of...
Yeah, and the 45 edit was super short. It was weird. I think it was like 2 minutes and 45 seconds. They cut out like 15 minutes.
That's the whole song.
Yeah.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right
on. Awesome. Thank you for calling, man. Thanks. It's maybe just... They just need an editor. They need to snip a little out.
Just think everything is a little too long.
Yeah.
Edit things a bit.
You just run it out of time.
Is it going to kill you?
818-955-KLOS.
How long is too long for songs, movies, concerts, TV shows, etc.?
This break?
Us talking?
I love that one from Greta Van Fleet, Highway Tune. By the way, it is Thursday. This Thursday, they're going to be at the Kia Forum. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. And I believe we might have some tickets later today. I'm not sure. We might have
Who knows
some.
If you...
Yeah, you never know.
Okay.
But they're on the Star Catcher Tour, World Tour, and you can get those tickets right now at Ticketmaster.com. And do it, because they put on a hell of a show at the Kia Forum.
We are talking about how long is too long for movies and books and concerts.
TV shows.
And you have an opinion on that?
I saw Guns N' Roses before Duff and Slash came back. It was with the other players. And
right.
At the Universal / Gibson Amphitheater, this is when Axl was running late a lot.
Right.
So the opening act was the Suicide Girls. Then Sebastian Bach came on stage after them. Then they came on at 11 p.m. on a, I think it was a Sunday night.
Wow.
People had to work the next day.
Right.
And they went into like 1:30, 1:45. People were walking out, and others were like literally in their chair with their spouse or whatever, just with their side, their head to the side, like eyes closed.
So it's not like a loud rock show where everybody's like, woo! They're like, I can't.
But that was a long-ass night.
Right. I'll bet.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I think Bruce definitely stretches out a little too much.
You do. You love Bruce Springsteen, but you think his concerts are too long.
Well, I saw him back in the 80s, and I was working graveyard, thinking I'll get out and get to work on time. He got into a Twist and Shout, and it lasted like over 17 minutes. And I'm like, 2 minute song, man. Come on.
He's taking the reverse of Inagata DeVita.
Right. Yes, I was late to work.
Give me five.
That was beautiful.
Song zero.
Dude, I'm getting reports from all over town, all over L.A., from a bunch of different people I know that it's raining here.
Yeah,
and
so
there.
You picked a great day to do this. Yeah. It's been sunny and hot.
Yeah. And it's going to be
a month.
Sunny and hot again. So we're doing hot songs.
Songs with hot in them.
In case on this one day of rain, you're missing it already.
Vanessa on Twitter wanted to hear Hot for Teacher by Van Halen.
We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Suggest their hot songs or give us a call at 818-955-KLOS.
We're doing Gimme Five. So the theme for this Gimme Five is hot. And Sean from Riverside wanted to hear Hot in the City by Billy Idol.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. Thank you. We're doing Gimme Five.
Musical numbers with the word hot in the title.
Hot Rod Lincoln by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
I love it.
You do love that song, don't you?
I do.
You're a big fan of that song.
I mean, yes.
Hold on. He's reaching into the pile. He's putting it out. He's going to play it.
All right. Thanks, guys. You rock.
Thanks.
Hey, how about another hot song from Van Halen?
We are not opposed. What are you thinking?
It's a Sammy song. Hot Summer Nights.
Yeah, right.
Cool. Ah, gotcha.
That's a gooder. All right, man. We might get that on, man. Thank you for calling. Who's this?
Thank you. This is Alan from Anaheim.
Thanks for calling, man. Is it raining down there?
It is raining here, Justin.
So weird.
So weird.
Right on, dude. Thanks. A little noise at the end.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That was our hot Gimme Five.
What's up with Florida?
That's a fair question.
Florida man burglarizes luxury Porsche from Sarasota Classic Car Museum.
Okay.
A 36-year-old suspect of a burglary of a 1977 Porsche 930 Turbo was valued at $250,000.
I can pretty much say that is exactly the car my wife wants me to steal for her.
Yeah, of course.
She loves it.
He already had problems because he had been arrested for failing to appear for a Grand Theft Auto charge.
So
before this.
Right. This is car number two. The last time was a Pinto, a Ford Pinto. So they stepped it up.
They said that he had to push seven cars out of the way to get this car out.
Don't blame him. So far, he's not so dumb.
He was caught on surveillance.
Oh, getting dumber.
Footage.
Uh-huh.
And then he registered the car. In the exact same
county
that... Yes.
He got into this this museum
yep.
of classic cars. Mm-hmm. He was able to push seven cars out of the way so he could get it out, this Porsche out of there, drive
it
away.
Out. Then he registered it, and they asked him for the VIN number, and it turns out they had the VIN number because it's a $250,000 car.
What is wrong with people? Why?
Just drove over and arrested him.
Well, I better register this. I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, bugs. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. And people are dumb. A ring of thieves who had stolen over 55 cars and $3 million worth of merchandise were caught because they were posting pictures right after they scored on social media.
They had been successful for a very long time. They were getting very, very rich. They would have gotten away with it. If they didn't post
they
on social
dumb.
Media. Yeah.
Sluggo lost one American dollar because he wasn't able to list four of the top 10 foods that are terrible for you to eat.
Do you know why? I'm one of the most healthy eaters
I know. I know that about you. And yeah. Tomorrow we've got more tickets for you to join us for our second annual KLOS takeover of Disney California Adventure Park.
Right, I'm out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. The keyword for this hour.
Mini.
Is mini.
Mini.
We will ask you to call in later this hour, and if you can tell us that, you're caller 25. You will join us for the KLOS Takeover Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure. We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're shutting it down, taking it over on August 24th, and we'd like you to go with us. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. If you're caller 25 and you give us this hour's keyword, you will win. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Oh, my God. Alicia.
Alicia, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yes, way.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that.
Wait. We don't want to pour cold water all over you, although it might be fun, but we need that keyword. Do you know what it is?
Minnie.
Yeah.
Minnie is correct.
Hold the cold water.
I cannot believe right now. Oh, my gosh.
How long have you been trying to win these tickets?
Well, we always listen to 95 KLOS, so it's been a while.
A minute or two.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that. Okay. Thank you so much.
We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We will take you, if you're caller 25, 818-955-KLOS, and you know this hour's keyword, you will win four tickets. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS, who's this? KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Dusty.
Dusty?
Dusty, you're caller 25.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, we need to hear a word from you so that we can invite you to help us take over Disney California Adventure Park. What's that word?
Word. The word is Mickey.
Woo! He's messing around with it.
Yeah, I like
Listen
that.
Listen to that. Congrats, Dusty. You got four tickets to join us.
Excellent. Appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Your key into Disney California Adventure Park this hour is mouse.
Mouse. We have four tickets for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Give us the keyword for this hour, and you will win the four tickets. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
My name is
Lou.
Larry Harris.
Larry.
The busy signal guy.
Well, my son just called it. We're all trying to call.
Well, you're caller 25.
Yes!
Well done. All we need is the keyword for this hour.
Mouse.
Mouse
is right.
Is correct.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You got an 11-year-old son going nuts.
Absolutely. You got four tickets for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's happening August 24th, and we will see you and your son there.
Yes, and my daughter, and yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
You know, a little while ago I said we might have Greta Van Fleet tickets for you. They're out on their Starcatcher World Tour. Going to be showing up at the Kia Forum tomorrow. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com. And we caught the guy who had the tickets. We pantsed
Excellent.
Him. Pantsed him in the hall, grabbed the tickets. And if you want to go, be caller 13 right now. You will have to answer a trivia question about Greta Van Fleet. So if you're a fan, for sure, call now. 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13. Good luck.
955.
Hey, bikers. iAccident lawyers want to give you the perfect diamond after your accident. You say, what? iAccidentLawyer.com wants to give me the perfect diamond? They aren't jewelers. Well, let's deconstruct what I mean. What makes a diamond? Time and pressure. iAccident.
So we just gave tickets to Sean from Woodland Hills to see Greta Van Fleet tomorrow at the Kia Forum. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. And if you can go to the Kia tomorrow, do. They always put on a great show.
They do, yeah.
Queen played their last show with Freddie Mercury for 120,000 fans at the Knebworth Park Festival in England on this day in rock in 1986. Trying to control 3,000 screaming teenagers at a Rolling Stone show on this day in rock in 1964 in Manchester. Two cops, constables, police officers passed out. Remember the MTV Unplugged special with Kiss? That reunited the band. All of them were back together. Ace and Peter, Chris, and everyone on MTV. That happened on this day in rock in 1995.